Gasland and Gasland 2 filmmaker Josh Fox, banjo in hand, spoke to a filled lecture hall at the State University of New York at New Paltz. His presentation came on the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. Fox took the opportunity of the anniversary to tweet a photo of the New Paltz audience at Cuomo and President Obama, typing, "We're from New Paltz, hashtag not from Gasland, hashtag end climate silence."
1, 2, 3, give me a band fracking.
Fox referenced Sandy in connection with climate change, commending Governor Cuomo for saying post-storm that climate change is real.
Do something that really is meaningful, ban fracking in New York State, because you cannot do the largest fossil fuel expansion in New York State's history and talk about climate change at the same time. You can't do that.
Fox says leadership in government is missing.
I shouldn't have to do this, neither should these organizers. Our leadership is missing. Our president is missing, our governor, in terms of bold leadership in this direction.
He says Cuomo has an enormous political opportunity.
He's got a huge moment here. Let him do for renewable energy and against fracking what he did for gay marriage. You know, that when Governor Cuomo came out and said we're going to have gay people have the right to get married as they should, then all of a sudden you saw Obama change, you saw the federal government change, you start to think change. New York is a place where change happens. The governor, if I was in that position, I'd be chomping at the bit. I would say, wow, I can do this. I can make history for the rest of the world.
Karen Moreau would like to see the opposite. She is executive director of the New York State Petroleum Council.
We're producing more gas as a nation. President Obama has embraced this because of the environmental benefits and certainly because of the benefits to the national economy, tax revenues that provide services to Americans, and energy security. For New York to just sit on the sidelines and reap the benefits of natural gas production via fracking from other states seems quite hypocritical to me.
New York has a moratorium on fracking or hydraulic fracturing and is awaiting Cuomo's decision on whether to ban the method of extracting natural gas from shale formations. A spokesman for the governor would say only that the matter is under review from the State Department of Environmental Conservation and State Department of Health, with no set timeline for a decision. Moreau says residents in New York's southern tier are hurting economically.
Governor Cuomo's delay is causing them severe economic hardship when they have wealth under the ground in the form of natural gas. To me, that's the biggest travesty in this whole thing.
Again, here's Fox, whose films explore the negative impacts of fracking.
Andrew Cuomo has to do more than ban fracking, in fact. Andrew Cuomo has to go out and campaign as hard for your future as we campaign for his.
Fox also talked about a new project getting underway.
I'm going to do a little experiment in the springtime. We're going to do a tour without a film. We're going to do a tour called the Solutions Project, which is about matching communities up with renewable energy resources. I would love to do one of those events here.
Here's New Paltz Town Supervisor Susan Zimmet.
New Paltz, I think, is going to actually not be a part of the solution program. I think New Paltz is going to be a leader in the solutions program.
Zimmet, who's been working with Fox and other environmental activists, notes that her town has a fracking ban. Fox's presentation was sponsored by the SUNY New Paltz Environmental Task Force, yet organized by a newly formed grassroots group. He was the first in what group members hope will become a series of speaker presentations on health and the environment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.